James McGinley, disappointment for the Donegal Minor ladies here. You've been beaten by Monaghan by 4 points in the Ulster final. What is your verdict?
Look, very disappointed, Ryan. We were well in the game. We had everything went to plan. Everything we kind of worked on and looked at all week and all season was working for the vast majority of the game. Our passing in the last 12-15 minutes just wasn't where it has been all year. And fair play to Monaghan. Look, they pushed up on us and they got scores at crucial points in the game. No complaints at the result. Disappointing, yes, but we just didn't apply ourselves in the right way in the last 10 minutes.
It was a tight, cagey battle and scores were hard to come by.
They were very hard to come by. I think a massive one was the block and Kate McLennan. I've no doubt in my head that was going into the top corner. They got that block and they won the hot ball and they went up the pitch and got a point, and instead of being four up it was level, and I think that kind of deflated us a little bit, you know. So we just didn't get the breaks at certain points in the game, and it ended up costing us in the end, you know.
Yeah, you played with the aid of a slight breeze in the first half and you probably didn't make enough of it.
We changed tack a little bit towards the end of the first half too in terms of the ball we were putting in, and it worked out towards the end of the half. I think Monaghan started well and they put us on the back foot, and I think it probably took us 10 yards further back the pitch than we would have liked to have been in the first half. But in saying that, the work rate and the defence was brilliant, and I think we turned them over 7 or 8 times coming inside the 45. We didn't punish them enough, you know. We were 3 points up at half time, probably should have been 4 or 5. We had a couple of blockdowns, a couple of silly balls in. Look, it happens in finals, you get things like that. Sometimes it's the heat of the battle and that's the decision you make and it just doesn't come off.
And the loss of Megan Ryan to injury, a crucial moment in the game as well in the second half.
Look, Megan's a fabulous footballer, and I suppose she was carrying a little knock into it. We were down, she had a look at her. Megan and everybody kind of was in a place where she could play. We didn't play her in her normal role. We kind of sat her in behind the centre half back, and she done very well. She's just chatting to her there, it's not as bad as it was the last time. I think it's just a twinge more than anything, thanks be to God. Big loss, Megan's a big loss, but anytime you lose a player calibre of Megan Ryan, it's going to be hard to adjust to no matter what way you try to do things.
Yeah, you battled right to the end, but it just wasn't to be.
Just wasn't to be. Fair play to Monaghan. They pushed up, and the last 10 minutes, you know, I thought we contained Jane Drury fairly well. They had 1 point from play in the first 45 minutes, and then Jane came into the game. She kicked 3 out of the last 5, I think it was, and she's a quality player, and when she got her chances, she took them, and that was the difference.